Morning, mate. How's things?
Before we go through the three games which are planned for tomorrow afternoon, it was a warm tribute for Coastal footy legend, icon, Graham Gypsy Lee. You gave us a lovely tribute 7 days ago, but you went along to the funeral, didn't you?
I went to the funeral yesterday, and the service was held at the Parramatta Convention Centre. Tim Lane, the renowned broadcaster, was the officiating.
He would have done a fantastic job, Tim.
He did. So wonderful tributes from family members, including son Stephen and his grandchildren, and famed author journalist Martin Flanagan gave a great insight into Gypsy's life. So all in all, he had a great send-off, a huge attendance, which is a testament to both his popularity and standing in both the football and wider community. So it was tremendous.
I'm sure Graham Gypsy Lee would have been absolutely proud of the turnout yesterday and paying tribute to a wonderful football identity.
They certainly did, and, you know, it was very, very sad, but it was just pleasing to see the number of people there, and it was such a wonderful service.
Yeah, he touched a lot of people, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Let's look at the three games planned for tomorrow, and this match at the Devonport Oval sees the Devonport Magpies take on the Wynyard Cats.
Yes, Devonport have made five changes to the team that was defeated by Penguin last week, recalling key defender Liam Williams for his first game of the season, Luke Keep and Kurt Mason, who were both unavailable against Penguin, and Tassie Devils duo in Bain and Lowe and Lachlan Cohen. The Magpies eased Flynn Harris, Jack Rand and veteran forward Philip Croden back to the reserves, while James Gray is unavailable and Brad Simmons has been rested. Wynyard have returned key forward Stuart Turner and have given Ren Smith his first game of senior football after displaying some good form in the reserves. Injury has ruled out Jake Dixon, while Jamison Foreman will miss through work commitments. Wynyard were excellent against Burnie last week, going down narrowly at home, but will find the Magpies a difficult proposition given their quality inclusions. Clay Van Buren, Bain and Lowe, Quade Byard, Luke Keep and Big Joey Chaplin are a classy forward structure and are dangerous around goal. The Cats will be reliant on Big Tom Charles, who holds sway in the ruck, and his duel with Jacob Marshall will be pivotal to their chances. But I'm leaning towards Devonport to get the job done, albeit in another close contest.
That match will start at 2:20 at the Devonport Oval. This match is at 3:20 tomorrow at West Park. Brent Plant has brought a few ins in. In fact, you just mentioned Devonport having five changes. Well, Burnie Dockers have put five ins in as they take on Latrobe Demons.
Yeah, they have. They've actually made three changes to their winning lineup from last week, rewarding under-18 player Jeremy Plant with his first senior game, along with fellow debutante in recruit Cameron O'Leary, who started the season with Barwon Heads in the Bellarine Football League in Victoria. The Dockers also regained Tasmanian Devils player Seth Campbell. However, they could not consider ruckman Tyrone Morrison and Kynan West, who were both injured, while star midfielder Bailey Bogue will suit up for North Melbourne's VFL side against Frankston.
We wish him all the very best.
Yes, we certainly do, in his quest to eventually play AFL football. Latrobe have made three changes of their own, recalling Ethan Flack, Alex Duprose and Thomas Donald to replace Josh Newson, Dylan Moore and Bradley French. Latrobe have shown some real promise in their efforts thus far and will be reliant on in-form ruckman Jade Smith to give his midfield brigade in Sean McCrossan, Ethan Flack, Mitch Perry and veteran Rod Coghlan's first use of the ball. Burnie will be looking for a better return from key forward Harry Walters this week, but at West Park, the Dockers are a difficult assignment and should have too many aces for the Demons. So Dockers for me in that one, Lee.
And we've got a game on Anzac Day, Sunday at 2:30 at the Ulverston Recreation Ground. Ulverston will take on the Penguin 2 Blues, and I believe they've only announced squads at this stage.
They certainly have, and this fixture, Lee, seems to bring out the best in all players, as no matter their respective positions on the ladder, the match usually goes down to the wire. Both sides have named extended squads with a good mixture of experience and youth in both teams. The Robins under coach Stephen French would be buoyed by their winning effort against Latrobe last week, but Maverick Weller's two Blues have improved immensely from last season. With Jack Templeton, Liam Viney, Sam Mitchell, Jay Van Essen and Maverick Weller himself all in red-hot form, it is difficult to see the Robins causing an upset. So I'm selecting Penguin, Lee, to continue on their winning way in a spirited encounter which is sure to attract a healthy spectator attendance.
And you've selected Devonport, Burnie and Penguin to win those three games in the NWFL for round four. NWFL Women's, we see Devonport take on Wynyard. Ulverston will take on Penguin. Latrobe have the bye. Moving from local footy to the AFL and up in Canberra tonight, who's going to win out of GWS and the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, it should be a beauty. The all-conquering Western Bulldogs will have another spirited encounter against the Greater Western Sydney outfit in their clash at the Marnikar Oval. The Bulldogs have five changes, including regaining key ruckman Steph Martin, key forward Zane Cordy, and midfielder Caleb Daniel, while the Giants return defender Harry Perryman and follower Matthew Flynn. GWS have made the Marnikar Oval a fortress in recent times, Lee, and with Toby Green in scintillating form, I'm leaning towards GWS to cause a boil over and defeat the Bulldogs.
Saw it firsthand last Saturday night when they took my Mighty Swans on at the SCG and won by a couple of points. He's a good player, Toby Green, isn't he?
Fantastic player. He's in great form at the moment. So if he can keep his head, he'll go a long way in footy.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a battle between these two sides since the grand final, hasn't it? Since about 2017, 2018. So GWS, you believe, will beat the Western Bulldogs. You enjoy the weekend of football there, Kim. And next week, you'll be joined by Darren as we look into round five of the Aussie NWFL. Take care, Kim. Thanks very much for your time this morning, as always.
Thank you, Lee, and enjoy your break, mate.